You're listening to USA Votes 2016.
Well, welcome back now to USA Votes 2016 with myself, Chuck Adolfi, and Chloe DeSave. It is crunch time now. We've been keeping a close eye as the results are coming in thick and fast. And, well, we're right now at those key swing states, and they're going either way, Chloe. What are your thoughts at the moment?
To be honest, I don't really know. See, is it confirmed that Trump has won Florida? It's
currently confirmed. It is confirmed now, actually. We can confirm that Trump has taken Florida. So a huge, huge result there. Something that wasn't expected at the start of this evening, the start of proceedings. But Trump has taken Florida, and he's edging closer to that 270 mark.
But still, just think about how Clinton has still got California yet. And if she gets that, then she's going to have a very nice lead, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so it's just all going to depend. It's a waiting game right now.
Of course, of course. And after such an explosive campaign trail, we probably should have expected to see this amount of fireworks on election night. And we certainly have had that so far.
Of course, of course. Trump has not disappointed. He's gone out and he's... It's all name calling, I think. Now we're just expecting a really long wait tonight, I think.
Okay, and now over to Ben with the latest.
Thanks, Chuck. Donald Trump is the front runner for presidency. He has won the swing state of Florida as well as Ohio, which has elected the winning candidate in every election since 1968. The Republican has also added Idaho to his list of wins. And in the last few minutes, North Carolina has fallen in the red column, a state which offers 15 electoral college votes. Hillary Clinton has a slim lead in the Electoral College. However, votes thanks to California and Hawaii, two Democratic strongholds. Attention now turns to the potential swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, New Hampshire and the Midwest, Nevada. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has retained his seat in Wisconsin, taking the party's number to 45 senators. The Republicans are expected to hold the Senate, and we have already held control of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Florida and North Dakota have voted to legalize the medical use of marijuana in a landslide. Results of other states who are voting on the issue of recreational use are still to come.
Thanks for that, Ben. Now we're going to go to our Washington correspondent, Jason. Hiya, you're right.
Hello, yes, it is really kicking off here now in the newsroom. Since you last joined me half an hour ago, a lot has changed. The tables have turned. The scales are heavily now in Donald Trump's favour. I know Hillary Clinton has just got California, but Donald Trump, current projections off CNN, sitting on 216 votes, just 54 electoral college votes to get Donald Trump and the Republican Party back in the White House.
And Jason, is there a real feeling that something monumental is about to happen in US politics over in Washington?
Absolutely. It's off the scale. Nothing I can ever say I've experienced before on any level. And it's a combination of shock, disbelief. These people here, I'll be honest, these people here have got to report this as journalists, but some of them obviously as American citizens have an emotional connection to this night as an election for their next president, and they've got emotional clips. We're just here reporting it, and you can sense as Florida fell, it felt like the last leg really. Now North Carolina's fallen to Trump, and it feels like it's just inevitable that Donald Trump, now it looks like he's going to get to the White House.
So Fox have just reported that it's 68% likely that Trump will win. Do you think this is the same kind of similar attitude that you're getting in the university at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we had a poll in the last bulletin that was around 90%. And some of the statistics that, if you guys caught, my fellow colleague Adam Gocher put out in the TV bulletin, how these states have fallen. Ohio, every election bar one in 1960 since the Second World War has elected in their state the eventual winner of the election. Florida, such a key state, always so close, gone to Trump. Just all the signs are there that this is going to weigh in for Donald Trump. So 68%. Seems a bit cautious to me at the moment with the way things are looking, but as half an hour ago I said it was neck and neck, it's definitely in Trump's favour now.
Okay, stay with us, Jason. We've got Holly here in the studio now, a political pundit. Holly, do you feel that Donald Trump is now genuinely, that the campaign is really genuinely believing something could happen tonight?
Honestly, I think now that Trump's won Florida and Ohio, two massive swing states, he's got it in the bag. I mean, Hillary had California, but when you look look at the result without California, it's really going in Trump's favour. I think we could see him in the White House.
Okay, and back to you, Jason. Just one more time. Are you really gauging that Trump may have already done this and it's game over, or is there still hope for Clinton?
She's clutching at real straws, I think. Now, I did a quick tap looking at the Electoral College map online and how the early predictions are looking in these final few states. Trump's nearly getting to the 300 mark. Early predictions this morning were predicting that was Clinton's target to get past 300. So it might get to the stage in the next time you come to Adam when he comes on after the hour that this isn't just the fact that Trump wins, it's how much he wins by. And I just want to do a quick thing to finish on. They've also pretty much wrapped up the House of Representatives and the Senate. So it's not like Donald Trump's just going to be in power and have his hands tied like Barack Obama has recently. He's going to have a lot of power as a Republican, controlling all three strands in the House, in the Senate, and in the White House.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's getting closer now. And Chloe, back
yeah,
to us.
The New York Times say that there's a 95% chance that Trump will win. And also, the Canadian immigration website has just crashed.
Okay, interesting.
Interesting stuff is happening while we're on air.
Holly, has Clinton? I asked Jason there, do you think Clinton's got any hope now those all-important swing states have gone, you know, Florida, Ohio we've mentioned?
I think if she won absolutely everything, she could, but it's unlikely now.
Well, you do say it is unlikely, and you know, you do feel that Florida, Obama took it in 2012, now it's gone to Trump. Maybe this could be all over before we know it. And after such a long presidential campaign, it's all gone off, and it's quite incredible, really. We're actually facing a Trump presidency in the eye at 4:20 on the 9th of November here, and it's all kicking off.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but like with Florida, they've predicted the winner every year except for one. So it's highly likely, due to that statistic, that Trump's going to get in.
We will also be Wesley LeBlanc, who's at the Democratic HQ in Florida at the moment, will also be joining this conversation.
I'm here, ready when you guys are.
Hi, Wesley. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Doing
good.
And we've just reported now that Florida has gone to Trump. Obviously, the big swing state leading up to this election results. Is there a feeling that it's now game over? Trump has done it with Florida and Ohio in his locker now?
Yeah, the people I've been around, I've been to five. I'm at the fifth bar right now. I'm right outside of it. And every single person around the bar is not feeling too great now that Trump has taken Florida. I mean, before, we didn't know if Florida was going to get it, so they weren't sure. But the general consensus was that if that happens, it's pretty much game over. I mean, I left, like, right before I came out, a group of, like, 10 people left right after Florida got announced. And I think it's because they were a little upset about it. So I do feel like most people are feeling like it's about over now that Florida has Trump. Trump has Florida.
Okay, Annie, have you bumped into any Trump supporters? Are they really getting engaged now and feeling like they're close to victory?
Yeah, they're definitely getting louder and louder. Every time he takes a state, they're freaking out and stuff, and you can hear. I mean, they're just kind of overtaking. It's what's happening. Trump keeps getting states, and they keep getting more excited. The Democrats at the bar are leaving. They're the ones going home. Meanwhile, the Trump supporters are the ones sticking around, waiting to see if he wins. At the bar I'm at right now, there wasn't any that I could tell, but the two I went to before that, they were almost completely Trump supporters, save for a few Clinton supporters.
Okay, and how about yourself? Did you go out and vote today, or did you go to the poll stations?
I did, yeah. I went around 9 o'clock this morning. I voted for Hillary personally, and not necessarily because I agree with her completely, but I just cannot bring myself to put Trump down on the ballot. I couldn't do it.
Well,
and I don't agree with everything Hillary said, but she's got my vote today.
Well, Hillary has just taken the lead back now, and it's very, very close apparently. So it's going to be.
Yeah, the BBC got it at 197 to Clinton now, Trump 187, but Florida still hasn't gone through the BBC, so still all to play for maybe, but Fox News and CNN pretty much giving it to Trump at this moment. Wes, do you feel that such a, even though Trump may not have won this election, it looks like he may do. Do you still think that now he looks like he's going to win the election, that the seismic change in US politics is just going to be even greater?
Yeah. And it's like a lot of people are saying right now, when we vote for Trump, we're voting, we're putting someone into office that we are supposedly behind as a country. And I mean, it's obviously split. Like, there's a lot of us that aren't happy. Sorry, there's a truck going by. It's really loud. There's a lot of us that aren't happy with Trump being president, but other nations around the world are going to look at the U.S. and they're going to say, they put Trump in office, they must stand behind that person. So now we have to see what that's going to do. And I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who are completely like terrified, and I've talked to some people who are of the mind that it is just presidency, and they think that our political system, checks and balances, Supreme Court and the Congress will do their jobs, even though those are pretty much all Republican now.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that to you, Wesley. There is reports now that the Senate and the House are looking very likely to be going to the Republicans. How do you see America at this point next year? You know, under Trump, do you see a future as a voter of Clinton? Do you see any future under Trump? And do you think this is catastrophic or not?
Well, I mean, if you look at what's going on right now, it seems pretty catastrophic. But stuff like this has happened in our past before. And these are just kind of little shakes that happen right at the beginning. I mean, if you've seen the stocks and stuff, those are dropping pretty categorically, which is a little scary. But a year from now, it could be, it's either going to be really terrifying if he does end up doing everything he plans to do, or it's going to be a situation where we find out the things he was planning to do are just all talk, or he's not able to get any of those things done. So, I mean, we really, it's going to be a crazy 4 years.
Okay, and back to Holly in the studio now.
Yeah, so what do you think are going to be the next key states which are going to kind of sway the whole vote? Which ones do you think we should be looking out for in this moment in time?
I think just the remaining swing states are going to be a bigger impactor. Obviously, any more Republican states. I don't know exactly which ones are which, but definitely the swing states.
Yeah, obviously we saw before the election that although we talk of the swing states, but much of the key swing states have already gone to Trump. So it's almost at this stage that although he's still, well, Fox News reporting 222, so still, 48 votes away from the White House. However, there is this general consensus that it is going to go to Trump. Do you see Trump implementing any of his policies if he was to win the White House tonight? And how long do you think this would take now the House and Senate are going to Republicans?
Well, I don't think the wall's going to happen if he wants Mexico to build it. They're just not going to do that. But to be honest, he doesn't really have any set-in-stone policies. It's just, every time in the debate, it's just been childish. Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't do that. There's been no concrete policies or manifesto or anything. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
And Wesley, what do you think about Trump and his wall? Do you think this is something that may happen if he wins tonight?
I really don't see it happening. I don't know how he would get the funding and the people behind it. I mean, I know that he's going to have Congress pretty much, but it just seems so far-fetched to get a wall, especially the kind of wall he's planning to build out. I could see him, if he tried to pass maybe some more less aggressive ways to keep illegal immigrants out, but I just don't think a wall is the way he's going to get what he wants done complete.
Yeah, well, I think Clinton just has more clearer policies in a way that they reflect just like morals and just in general. But Clinton only needs Wisconsin, Michigan and Nevada to win, which is only three states, and then she's got it.
So she's still alive and battling, but I believe that Michigan was swaying towards the way of Trump early on, but we'll have to confirm reports. At this early stage, everything very unconfirmed with those states, but still a lot to come now. And we'll be back at 2:15 and maybe with more of those crucial swing state results, Chloe.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting to see how it all unravels.
And at this close stage, I wanted to re-emphasise, so the BBC have got Trump 187, Hillary 197, Fox News, Trump 222, Hillary 202. We'll head back now to the TV studio as this election gets close to the climax.
USA Votes 2016.